The Waniatu Wawapi, or Winter Count, Lakota Youth Art Institute, is a natural evolution of the Cheyenne River Youth Project's existing arts programming. That includes an art park that anyone can use to explore their creativity in graffiti. It also encompasses the Red Can Graffiti Jam art competition and an extensive teen art internship program. As it grows, the Waniatu Wawapi Lakota Youth Art Institute will incorporate fine art, graffiti, street art, and traditional Lakota arts. The long-term vision includes music and movement, commercial arts, full internships, and a peer-mentor program. Julie Garrow is executive director of the Cheyenne River Youth Project.
One of the things that we've done throughout our history at Cheyenne River Youth Project is we've offered arts and crafts, after-school activities. We've done things kind of, sort of, you know, keeping the kids engaged. But I think with the Art Institute, what we're looking to do is offer them much more sophisticated, a broad variety of mediums.
Because art is considered therapeutic, says Garrow, the first goal was to get kids to create through art. The Art Institute will take that mindset one step further.
We can start to help kids imagine, like, I could have a career in art. I could be an art teacher. I could go to school to be an artist. I could make a living from art. I think we're trying to just open their minds.
At the same time, Garrow plans to offer instruction in traditional activities related to Lakota art, such as quill work and buffalo hide tanning. From having Native American artists as guest instructors, to exploring art therapy as a healing tool, to understanding the vital role art plays in the Lakota culture on a daily basis, Garrow can one day see the Waniatu Wawapi Lakota Youth Art Institute as a Northern Plains answer to the Institute of American Indian Arts. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent.